This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board approved motions at its February 15th meeting authorizing Highway Superintendent Joe Rickert to ask the county and the state to lower speed limits in the hamlets of New Concord and East Chatham. Residents near New Concord Road, where the speed limit is 35 miles per hour, and County Route 9, where it's 40 miles per hour, requested the lower limits. But the town can only lower its own roads and must make a request of the county and state in this case. Chatham Supervisor Maria Lulls told the residents the town's enhanced enforcement patrols are on hold through winter, but will resume in March with a deputy monitoring speeding on those roads. Quote, "We're working with you. We'll do the best we can," unquote, Lulls said at the meeting. The next Chatham Town Board meeting will be at 6 p.m. Thursday, March 15th at the Town Hall. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Hudson Valley One reports that Asahi Shuzo announced February 22nd that it will build its first U.S. brewery in Hyde Park in Dutchess County with the Culinary Institute of America. The story says they will be, quote, "the first Japanese sake producer to set down stakes on the East Coast," unquote. Culinary Institute will also be developing curriculum, certification programs, workshops, and special events and tastings with the Japanese sake maker. The brewery will be less than a mile from the Culinary Institute. Quote, "When looking for a site to build our first U.S. brewery, we knew we wanted to differentiate ourselves from other sake brewers," unquote, says Asahi Shuzo Chairman Hiroshi Sakura. Quote, "The proximity to the CIA located in the heart of the Hudson Valley is an ideal fit. We are excited to cultivate this new relationship," unquote. Read the full story at Hudson Valley One. Aria Zangla in the Daily Freeman profiles congressional candidate Jeff Beals, one of the six Democrats hoping to unseat Representative John Faso in November. Beals touts his experience as a diplomat as a reason for voters to choose him. Quote, "I have government experience earned over the course of a decade under Democratic and Republican administrations," unquote, Beals, 41, said by phone. Quote, "I have built bridges between opposing sides as a U.S. diplomat and delivered results for our country in the most challenging circumstances imaginable," unquote. Beals was a CIA intelligence officer from 1997 to 2002, then a U.S. diplomat from 2002 to 2007, and in 2016 was an advisor to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign's foreign policy team. Beals cites Medicare for all, creating economic equality for working people, protecting the environment and human rights as his priorities. Quote, "Nobody should have to work more than one job to support themselves," unquote, Beals said. Quote, "We've lost an understanding of what work is supposed to mean. There should be no working poor in our society, and there are a terrible number of people who are working poor in our district," unquote, Beals said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. New York Attorney General Eric T. Schneiderman filed a petition February 22nd, starting a lawsuit against the Federal Communications Commission's rollback of net neutrality. Schneiderman is leading a coalition of 23 attorneys general after the FCC voted in December to remove the rules that ensure the internet is an even playing field for all. The lawsuit is in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit after the FCC published the final rule rolling back net neutrality on February 22nd. Quote, "Today the FCC made official its illegal rollback of net neutrality, and as promised, our coalition of attorneys general is filing suit," unquote, said Schneiderman in a press release. Quote, "An open internet and the free exchange of ideas it allows is critical to our democratic process. Repealing net neutrality will allow internet service providers to put corporate profits over consumers by controlling what we see, do, and say online. Consumers and businesses in New York and across the country have the right to a free and open internet, and our coalition of attorneys general won't stop fighting to protect that right," unquote. California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, New Mexico, New Jersey, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and the District of Columbia are the other states involved in the lawsuit against the FCC. I'm Tom Rowe, reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.